Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Just reading here some details about the Duncan Robinson situation, Crowder. I want to get back into Darren Waller. I want to ask you about what Lewis Riddick said regarding the Miami Dolphins, because it was, you know, pretty straightforward statement. Like, what the hell are the Dolphins doing? Like,
it's that, damning.
That's what he's asking.
Yeah. It's very damning. I can't, you know, the way he said it was like, what's going on? What's this? What's that? We have a lot of good talent, but their past moves aren't matching their current moves. You see McDaniel changing kind of his approach. You see them changing their approach with drafting lineman after lineman in the first three rounds, or the first three picks, sorry. It can be puzzling to what are you going to be next year, because I got sold a track meet for a number of years, and I don't think the track meet's working anymore.
Which is what my take on it is. Cuno said, hey, I don't think it's a lack of direction. I think it's a lack of identity, and he's not wrong. But I think the Dolphins have an identity. They just don't want to admit that their identity is what their identity has been for the past couple of years, which is why you have the Bradley Chubbs of the world, and you have, you know, Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel talking about culture change, because they're genuinely, I believe that they're genuinely, all of them have had a come to moment, and they're saying, we have to be different. Like, we have to, because status quo has gotten us nowhere. But Crowder, I don't think they can be different. I think your personnel is your personnel. And I think who they are and who Mike McDaniel is as a coach, that's who they are. They're a soft team. What? How did you put it yesterday?
Graceful. Don't say soft.
Yeah, you said they're a graceful team. Because Omar tweeted out, he quoted you. He's like, that's the nicest way I've ever heard anybody call a team soft. and you're right. Like, I don't think they're soft. I don't think they're a bunch of clowns. Like, but that's just who they are. They're graceful. And I don't think talking about being tougher makes you tougher. So I think they do have an identity. And it's not the identity we want them to have. I don't think it's the identity they want to have either.
No, and Solana, when they say soft, and if people always say like, oh, you're calling the dudes, you know, you're calling them soft.
Right.
I'm not saying personally.
Right.
I'm not saying that Zach Sealer's a soft dude. I don't think he's that. I don't think Jalen Phillips is a soft guy. I don't think, you know, like, I'm not calling those individual players softies, where they're going to go get beat up, and if somebody slaps them at the bar, they're going to look at the ground and walk to the bathroom. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the approach to football that they have is not an aggressive physical approach. Yeah. That's why I said graceful, not soft, because soft is taken in a certain way. When I played, you started practice in 9-on-7. 9-on-7 is 9 offensive players, 7 defensive players. They can't throw the ball. They're running the ball every time. You know a run's coming. I know the run's coming. We'll go straight. This is with Nick Saban and Dom Capers and Bill Parcells when Tony Sperano came in. The next period is team run. There's no passing. You are about to go be a grown-ass man and try to choke out another grown-ass man that's trying to choke you out. Like, that was the approach to football back then. I remember the plays, base on their old cover 4, Sam Mike Blast, you're not going to run the ball on us. There's no way you're running the ball on those two defenses. If you want to try, good luck. They don't have their mental approach as a team, not individual players. I'm not calling individual players soft. Their approach as a team is not an aggressive approach. It's a very graceful, let me do a bunch of motioning and shifting on offense, because I can get you out of position and trick you into somebody being wide open, where you see the defending Super Bowl champions, they line up, they run straight at you, they have 5 Pro Bowl linemen, and they have the best running back in the game, and they whoop your ass for 60 minutes. Different approaches to games.
The best teams in the NFL are multidimensional. So, and I know it's unfair to hold the Dolphins right now to the Philadelphia Eagles or the champions. And that was one of the most impressive Super Bowl performances I've ever seen from a team. But like the Eagles throughout the season last year, Crowder, they could beat you up. They could play that physical nature, right? That physical game. They could beat you up on the offensive and the defensive line. But they could also be talented at their skill positions. Jalen Hurts can run for a couple first downs. He can hit Devontae Smith. He can hit A.J. Brown. They could light up the scoreboard mm-hmm. because they're talented at the skill positions, and they could beat you that way also. The Dolphins, to your point, they're talented at skill positions, and they can beat teams by being more the more talented team at those skill positions, by running up the score. But they cannot play the other game and beat you. They'll never be the more physical team. They'll never win in the trenches, and that's what's going to lead them to a win in any game, let alone late in the season. They're not capable of it, period, end of story, as far as we know right now. As far as we know right now. And I don't think any of the moves they've made thus far change that. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't. No. I'm not seeing it.
But and it's funny, they're not isolated, though. Those things go hand in hand. When you can run the ball, now you get the one-on-ones with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside. Like, those are – it's not isolated. We're passing this series. Okay, this is our run series. It's not like that. They coexist, and good offensive coordinators know how to mold those together. But also, being able to whoop somebody's ass in the trenches is 25% of football. 3rd-and-1s and 4th-and-1s. Like, we joked, it was weeks ago, and it stayed on my mind. I think, Hawker, you asked, when was the last time we were confident in getting a first down? Somebody brought up Lusaka Damn Polite. We played together. Like, honestly, when's the last time you said, oh, 3rd-and-1, that's a first down. Oh, 4th-and-inches, that's a first down. They're not built. And when you say they're not built like that, I'm not speaking of the individual humans. They did not build a team to be able to get 9 inches whenever they want to. The Eagles can do it. The Bills can do it. The Ravens can do it. We used to call teams. It was funny. We would talk about it during the week. When I played, there are things called skeletons, where it's like an extra pad under your shoulder pads that you can wear for extra protection on your collarbone and stuff, because you knew that game you were about to have to bash heads for 60 plays. Then there were teams where, man, you don't got to tape your ankles this game. Like, it's not going to be that physical of a game. When we played, the Ravens have always been that team. Like, even the Buffalo Bills. We played the Buffalo Bills like J.P. Lossman. Okay, yeah, guys. We're going to go out here, run around a little bit. We'll make a couple tackles on Fast Freddy. I forget his name. And, yeah, we'll win this game. Like, there is no other team, and I'm not attacking individual players. I'll make it clear again. There is not another team in the league that's about to play the Dolphins. Up to now, hopefully they can change it this year, that says, hey, y'all, buckle your chin straps, tighten up your helmet, put on your spider pads, because this is about to be a physical game. the Dolphins aren't a physical team.
I think they're trying to be. I think they're trying to come off like they're prepared to make that change. I just don't think you can do that. You would know better than me. I don't think you can just do that. And to your point, no. Or to answer your question, I don't remember the last time that I felt confident the Dolphins were going to go get a first down. I'm not even kidding, because prior to the Mike McDaniel era, because in the Mike McDaniel era, we know this. Statistically, they've been the worst team by far, by the way, at getting short yarded situation. By far, statistically, the worst team. But prior to that, the Brian Flores era. I mean, they were bringing out their backup quarterback to run QB sneaks because of how much they lacked faith in, one, Tua Tagovailoa putting his head down and getting you yardage, and now we know that's not even on the table anymore, or just handing it off to whoever was in the backfield, whether it was Kalen Ballage or not. Like, they just didn't have any faith in that happening. They also didn't have any faith in the Adam Gase era to go after Jay Ajayi left. That is right there the last time I remember the Dolphins feeling like, oh, they're going to get that short yardage situation. The problem in the Adam Gase era and the Jay Ajayi era was just being in a short yardage situation because we were just running screenplays the entire time. And
it's not the play call. It's the roster.
I'm with you.
Consistent. You can run a hand sweep or a reverse on third and one and get 4 yards or maybe break one.
But there's a reason.
But consistently to get those first downs, you have to look and say, they're running right at me. This guard and tackle is about to whoop these two guys' ass. This fullback's going to bust me in my face, and that tailback's going to be behind. Jalen Wright, the guy they drafted third round from Tennessee, track guy. Achan, track guy. They had a bunch of track guys. What's his name? Jeff Wilson? He was the big dude. He didn't even play. Raheem Mostert was the best thing they had because he had a little size to him. He was a speedster. They were they sold track meet. I'm not making this word up. They said we have a track meet on the field. But if you put Usain Bolt on first and goal, he's not getting in the end zone.
Crowder, there's a reason why Mike McDaniel's not just handing the ball off anymore to go up the middle. It's not working. It's just not. Like, if there was a chance it was going to work, guess what? He would do it. They don't do it because they know it's not going to work because their offensive linemen, despite the fact that we're the Eichen Bros by association, even though the leader of the Eichen Bros is not here today, so maybe we're not on the team Eichen Bros, because Liam Eichenberg, by the time the ball is handed off to the running back, is 5 yards now behind the line of scrimmage, which is never going to be a successful way to pick up a first down when all you need is 1 yard and your right guard is 5 yards behind where you need to be. It's never going to be a successful way to get through.
It's Jimmy's and Joe's. You got to draft people that want to embarrass another grown man in front of his parents. We don't have a lot of guys that want to embarrass people in front of their parents.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hawk is off today, by the way, if you haven't noticed. He's going to be off the rest of the week. Here's the deal for the rest of the week. Crowder and I are going to do the show today, tomorrow, and Thursday. I think you're going to be in Vegas for one of those days. I don't know if I have that correct, but the plan is Thursday. The two of us to do the show today, tomorrow with Jimmy, and Thursday. Appel is going to join us, I think, tomorrow and Thursday, but one of those 2 days. And then Friday, we're going to do a best of. I'll record it, brand new best of. I was putting it together, parts of it today, segments you haven't heard yet. So that's coming Friday. On July 4th, we'll do a brand new, fresh best of with segments you haven't heard since they aired this year. Most of it will be all brand new stuff. So that's the plan for this week. In this hour specifically, we still have a lot to get to. Wes Goldberg from the Locked On Heat podcast, he will join us as well. We'll get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. I want to pull up this article here on Duncan Robinson. I'll catch everybody up on what's going on there. At Doral VW, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Since you're throwing shade at my boy Duncan Robinson, here's what Anthony Chang writes in the Miami Herald.
I'm speaking the truth.
I don't know if you are. Listen to these numbers. It appears that the most prolific three-point shooter in Heat history will be playing elsewhere next season. Again, this is Anthony Chang in the Miami Herald. And Barry Jackson. After three-point shooting forward Duncan Robinson exercised the early termination option in his contract with the Heat to become an unrestricted free agent this offseason, that happened 2 days ago, the expectation as of Tuesday afternoon, this is breaking news as of like an hour ago, Duncan Robinson will not be returning to the Heat, according to multiple league sources. The expectation is that Robinson will land with a new team through a sign-and-trade transaction that could bring assets back to the Heat, according to an Eastern Conference source. The Pistons are among the teams that have been pursuing the 31-year-old Duncan Robinson in free agency. And then here's the part, Crowder, that I want you to listen to. Make sure you're paying attention here. Robinson's departure would mark the end of his productive Heat tenure as he developed into one of the organization's undrafted success stories. Nope, the word productive in that sentence, Crowder.
Productive. Productive.
Productive. Productive.
Career.
Yeah, productive.
Career. Productive career. 26 minutes a game, 11-2-2.
All-star.
Productive. 26 minutes a game. This is over since the, 18 when he got drafted? 26 minutes a game, 11-2-2. He can't play an entire half because he's a turnstile.
Bad.
When he does play, he's guaranteed. Solana, this is 423-game sample size. 11-2-2. That's what we need. That's who we need to give $90 million to, 11-2-2 guy. So I know he looks like the kid that you play pickleball with. We should not have kept him and gave him that long-term $90 million deal.
Don't do that. I didn't pull out the Caitlin Clark takes today. Don't do that. Just because he's white is not the reason why I love Duncan Robinson. I love Davion Mitchell, Crowder. I love Davion Mitchell, don't I?
I didn't go race. I just said he looks like he plays pickleball.
All right.
What's that? How long has it been? 6 years? 7 years?
Yeah,
7 years, 423 games, 11-2-2. That's not productive.
All right, but 11-2-2 this past year.
No. 11-2-2 in his career.
I agree with you. I agree with you that Duncan Robinson perhaps was a little overpaid. But the reality is, no joke, the reality is that's what the market dictated at that point. And he was a vital part of the Heat's offense when they gave him that extension. And, you know, that was a long time ago. But here we are. Duncan literally said, I don't want $10 million guaranteed. $10 million guaranteed. I straight up kind of just want to go elsewhere, or I want a new contract with the Heat. I don't think the Heat want to give him that contract, clearly. So he's going to go elsewhere. Bottom line.
And whoever he goes is going to be upset by 11-2-2.
So here's where the Heat are.
That one year, what was that? What year was that when he beat Steph Curry in percent? He had one good year. Him paid.
In 2020, in the bubble specifically, that's what made him like a household NBA name, where people were like, oh, Duncan Robinson. We know him. He's one of the best shooters in the NBA. That's why he got paid that offseason. And then in 2022, he started most of the games when the Miami Heat were the one seed in the Eastern Conference. He was a huge part of that run. And then in 2023, the year we go to the finals, the Heat go to the finals. Remember, he was in and out of the rotation all season. He got benched at one point, middle of the year. That's when Hawk started his "Why isn't Duncan Robinson playing?" take, which ended up being the right take, because Spo went back to Duncan in the playoffs when the Heat get through the play-in and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They beat the New York Knicks, and they beat the Celtics. Duncan was a huge part of that rotation when they were able to do it.
When you yell huge, what does huge mean? 12 points a game?
Well, I mean, he's a huge part of it. Crowder, 12 points is 12 points when you're beating teams.
You're going to say he stretches the court, and they have to worry about him on the perimeter.
He does.
No, I understand. Bro, he was not an integral part of anything.
I disagree. I think he was a very integral part of what the Heat were able to do offensively. Even last year, Duncan Robinson maybe didn't put up gaudy numbers. He was an integral part of what it is they were trying to do offensively.
I don't want gaudy numbers. I just want numbers.
Mind you, offensively, the Heat were atrocious last year. So that gives you an idea of where they were at.
Gaudy numbers.
Look, I'll miss Duncan Robinson is all I'm saying. I will miss Duncan Robinson in a Miami Heat jersey. One of the best success stories in the NBA over the past decade. Duncan Robinson. No joke.
11-2-2.
Here's where the Heat are at.
I just go off of what I see, Solana. 11-2-2, career. 400 games.
14,
keep it up, Dunk.
14.
Keep it up, Dunk.
Oh, he's going to get paid because of that. You're downplaying it, but guess what? Somebody's going to throw him a little bit of money. Somebody's going to throw him a little bit of money.
I played the wrong sport. If I can go 11-2-2, I can get $90 million. Goodness
Bro,
gracious.
Some of the money being – I was going to read it to you later. Some of the money being thrown around today is insane, which is what we expected, but it's just – it's insane, man. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, salary cap, stupid now. It goes up every year.
Yeah. Just looking here to see if we missed anything. Nothing. Nothing else going on other than trades, and Giannis is upset. But here's where the Heat are at right now, Crowder. Davion Mitchell, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Andrew Wiggins, Nico Jovic, Triple J, Haywood Highsmith, Kyle Anderson, Kevin Love, Terry Rozier, Keyshawn Johnson, Pelle Larsen, and Kasparis Jakučionis. Those are the 14 players on the Miami Heat roster at this very moment.
500.
I'm taking the over. I'm not even kidding. I'm taking the over.
Solana, they were under 500 last year, and they had Jimmy for half the season.
We'll get into it later, because I do want to give you my delusional, optimistic Heat spin, which I know will anger everybody, because everybody's very upset with the Miami Heat right now. SGA did get paid today. The Marlins open up a 6-game homestand, just to wrap up headlines. First of 3 straight versus the Twins. Obviously, the Dolphins, They're getting Darren Waller. He's going to get paid $5 million for this upcoming season to come out of retirement at 32 years old. And Damian Lillard was waived today, waived and stretched by the Milwaukee Bucks. There's been a lot of chatter about Giannis Antetokounmpo, whether or not he's happy. We talked about it earlier, and we'll continue to talk about it on the other side. Wes Goldberg from the Locked On Heat podcast, he's going to join us. First, though, your weather holding up. No rain in the Kendall area right now. 85 degrees, and tonight the lows, they'll drop into the 70s. We'll talk Heat. We'll talk Duncan Robinson. Maybe Dame Lillard to the Heat 2 years later. Maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo. Can it still happen? Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat, he joins us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just going to take one final look at Shams Charania and his feed to make sure something doesn't go down. Let's see.
We ain't doing nothing down here. I know that much.
The Celtics have made a tiny move, but nothing consequential. That's good. That means Wes Goldberg is going to have some time here to jump on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Welcome back to Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana. Hawk will be back next week. He's off for the rest of the week, starting his 4th of July a little bit early. But we're going to talk some Miami Heat. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com. Wes, he hosts the Locked On Miami Heat podcast. He and David do an excellent job on Locked On Heat all year covering the Miami Heat. It is ramping up now, obviously, even though it's the offseason. And in fact, it was just named the Sports Podcast of the Year Crowder by the Miami New Times. So, you know, Wes is joining us here on video. Just a couple Miami New Times winners chopping it up, Crowder. Me and Wes, you know.
Hey, hey, I'm an OG now. I won years ago now. You know, you're welcome, fellas.
Wes, so yesterday we were just talking off the air for a quick second. 6 p.m. hits and nothing really happens. I mean, there was, you know, a couple Memphis Grizzlies extensions and then it kind of picks up. But we'll get into the Duncan Robinson news in a second. Crowder and I have differing opinions on what this means for the Heat. But in terms of Miami's inaction over the first almost 24 hours now of free agency, should it be a surprise? Because I was kind of under the opinion that after they didn't go after Kevin Durant, this was pretty much going to be their team going into next season, barring, you know, an Andrew Wiggins move. That was always a possibility. Are you surprised at the fact that they literally have not made a single move yet?
You can't be surprised based on the way that this front office has acted and has for a very long time, not even this year or the last couple of years. They don't tend to rush into things. Miami's front office likes to take their time. They kind of like to see how the dust settles on free agency and then try to make their move, right? They want to get a read of the room after things kind of change around and move around and figure out where they can kind of slot in. So in that respect, I'm not all that surprised. That said, they had the means to do something, right? As soon as Duncan Robinson opted out of his contract for next year, that gave Miami a lot of that. They gave him almost $12 million in room to use a mid-level exception. Now, we don't know that they did not try to use it, right? Maybe they did try to go after somebody like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and he just chose Atlanta instead. Also worth noting that they didn't have the full amount of the $14 million mid-level exception, so they couldn't really compete with all those offers, which, you know, makes you maybe rethink some of the other decisions that they made going into this thing. But just because they haven't done something doesn't mean that they won't do something or that they weren't trying to do something. So I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I completely understand the frustration of Heat fans who wanted to see something after last season, which was a debacle, 36 and 45, whatever the record was, got wiped off the floor in the first round of the playoffs. And to be almost 24 hours into free agency and not see anything that dramatically improves the roster, totally understand the frustration of Heat fans.
And Wes, and I go with Solana because he's just a crazy Heat fan. He covers them like you do, but he's a Heat fan. I think he wears his little rose-colored glasses. But, like, the thought of Jovic becoming a great player and Kalel taking a step, Triple J, Jaka Chonis, what the hell his name is. Like, that thought of that running it back with these young dudes is going to be efficient. With the rose-colored glasses on, is that the thought, is that these guys are all just going to get better?
Yes. I think the idea is that serve these guys a little bit more playing time, get them more experience, and hopefully all of them improve across the board, and then you can start building into something. But the idea that you could do that while also being a good basketball team, that's where I agree with you.
Right.
That's not going to happen. This team is not going to be – if this is the team going into next season, which we don't know, right? There's still plenty of time. Things can change. But let's say this is the team going into next season. They're going to stink, okay? They're not going to be very good. They're going to be right back into the play-in tournament, probably where they've been the last 3 years. But at the same time, what's different versus being a potential play-in tournament this coming season versus the last three seasons is the last three seasons you had Jimmy Butler. You had a team that thought it was trying to compete for a championship and thought that its championship window was open. And now there is no way to say the championship window currently is open for Miami. So instead, it's more about, okay, let's get these young players some more experience. Let's try to figure out what we're building here. And maybe one day Jaime Jaquez Jr. does develop into a high-end rotation player and Nikola Jovic and Kalel Ware and all these things. And we start finding some stuff here. If that's what the direction is, to move in maybe a younger direction, then I at least think that Heat fans will eventually get on board with, okay, let's just kind of see what these young players have, without the cloud of championship expectations kind of hanging over everything, and with those expectations disappointing versus those expectations.
Well, the difference is now you know that at least a little bit that is the direction here, because they didn't want to give up some of those young players
for
Kevin Durant. So, Wes, I mean, if they're not going to play Kalel Ware and Nico Jovic significant minutes this upcoming season, then I don't know. Then genuinely, then we can start talking about, do the Heat have a plan? Like, then I'll take those concerns seriously. As far as Duncan Robinson, what we know right now, it's being reported from several different outlets. The Miami Herald included, I saw Anthony Chang talking about it, that Duncan Robinson, it is now unlikely that he returns to the Miami Heat. The Heat are pretty much operating like, if he won't, that could still leave room for a sign and trade, Wes, or Duncan can just go outright sign elsewhere. When you think about the Heat losing Duncan Robinson, what's like your initial reaction to that, other than how it could benefit the Heat and what they can get back from him in a sign and trade? But just in general, Duncan Robinson, after everything he's been through, after the contract, his role kind of going up and down, a very chaotic last couple of years. What's like your initial reaction to him leaving Miami?
Yeah, it you know, there's sort of the Excel spreadsheet cold hearted part of this where, yeah, probably the right move. And then there's the emotional part of this where it's hard to see him go, right? He became the symbol of the Miami Heat's development program, right? He was very much the first success story of what we consider now the Heat's world-class development program. When you think about developing even just himself in college from a D3 program all the way to Michigan and then getting undrafted, Miami picking him up, and then the Heat turning him into a NBA Finals starter. He was the starter in those 2020 NBA Finals in the bubble. He became sort of this beacon of hope for a lot of NBA players throughout the league. Max Strus, a lot of other players who look at Duncan Robinson as the ultimate success story. Hey, it doesn't matter that I wasn't drafted. It doesn't matter that maybe my skills and my athleticism and my stats in college didn't pop off the page or whatever. That guy just got a contract worth $20 million a year. I can do it too. And I think his legacy in that regard is established not only in Miami Heat franchise history, but across the NBA. You feel that everywhere. And then in terms of his importance to the Heat, if this is indeed the end of his tenure, goes down as the all-time leader in three-point shooting in Heat history, just a beloved locker room guy, all these things. It'll be hard to see him go from an emotional standpoint, but at the same time, I understand why Miami didn't want to commit, if this is indeed what happens here, didn't want to commit to another long-term contract for a guy who is played off the floor in the last couple of postseasons. He's an innings eater in the regular season, hits a lot of threes, very important, but the Heat are getting to a point now where they have to make a decision. And if they are going a little bit younger, then re-signing Duncan Robinson to a long-term contract, who's 29, 30 years old right now, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So you could say, hey, it's been real. It's been good times. We've accomplished a lot together. Go get your bag somewhere else.
And Wes, I love beacons of hope. You know, have you seen the movie Rudy?
Of course.
He had one sack.
Well, we asked.
He had one sack.
Hawk admitted to us he has never seen Rudy, which is
that's impossible.
For a sports host, Well, that's probably not even like top five craziest movies that he hasn't seen, Major League was on that list also.
I have. I'm very guilty of not seeing a lot of movies that you think I probably should have seen, but I've seen Rudy like multiple times.
Yeah, but even Rudy, like, the story's great. He's a beacon of hope, as you call it. You know, small, undersized, walk on. But his stats were one sack. He had that one sack. We all saw the one sack, Wes, but that was one sack. Those were his stats for the year. Duncan Robinson played in 423 games in 6 years. He averaged 11-2-2. They gave him $90 million for 11-2-2. Solana, you know, he always said, oh, you're trying to minimize what he did. I'm not minimizing it. I'm showing a sample size of 423 games that he scored 11 points, had 2 rebounds and 2 assists. I think he was overpaid, and I think we put way too much love and emotion into Duncan. Duncan was an okay guy.
Yeah, I think me and Solana are maybe a little biased because we interact with him, and he's just a great locker room guy. Just putting it out there on the table. But look, he was overpaid. If you just look at what happened there, when they gave him the $20 million a year contract, they were building in 4 or 5 years ago, whenever that was, the thought that he was going to improve, specifically on the defensive end. And if you look at him body-wise, 6'6", 6'7", whatever he is, long arms, he should have been better defensively. And he got a little bit better defensively, not to the point where they wanted him to get to, still had a ton of issues with fouling and things like that. And he lost his job 3 years ago. He lost his job to Max Strus, and he lost his spot in the rotation. And over the last couple of years, he hasn't been a starter for the most part. So you pay $20 million a year to a guy who you think you are going to put in pen in your starting lineup for several seasons. And that's not what he was. And so I think you could definitely make the argument that he was overpaid. It was a tough look for the Heat when they gave him that contract and he didn't live up to it, for sure. But, you know, I think both things could be true, right? You could appreciate his time here while also understanding, glad that they're not going down that road again.
Wes, and again, Wes Goldberg is joining us. Locked On Heat podcast. I highly recommend you subscribe and you follow Wes and David. Their work is genuinely awesome if you're a Heat fan. What do you make of the Milwaukee Bucks? Damian Lillard, by the way, and look, I'll ask you if you're interested in Dame. My guess is yes. Why not? I think all Heat fans would agree, like, why not, even if it's 2 years removed. But what do you make in general of what the Milwaukee Bucks did today? Over like a 15-minute span, they stretch and wave Damian Lillard. They signed Miles Turner to an insane amount. You pointed out on Twitter that essentially they're paying Miles Turner almost $50 million this year when you consider what they're doing with Damian Lillard in terms of getting him off, you know, their books. And then Giannis was upset, but then we also find out that maybe he signed off on the Miles Turner acquisition as well. So, like, what do you make of that entire situation, and when can we expect Giannis Antetokounmpo in a Heat jersey?
The first word that came to mind when I saw all the details of what eventually happened there was desperate. The Milwaukee Bucks were acting out of position of desperation, and I don't know how close they thought Giannis was to requesting a trade. But boy, were they acting like they were worried that Giannis was going to request a trade. At the same time, though, Milwaukee, this is the third time that they have done something this dramatic. Now, maybe not this dramatic, but something relatively surprising in the offseason when they needed another recommitment from Giannis, right? We think about a few years ago, they traded for Jrue Holiday. That led to a title. They moved a lot of draft picks. In fact, draft picks that they still have not conveyed to New Orleans to get Jrue Holiday. Now, Jrue Holiday is on his second team since getting traded away from Milwaukee. So they're still paying the price for that. Then they did the Damian Lillard trade, right? And you can even go back to the middle of last season when they traded Chris Middleton, another core part of their championship team in 2021 for Kyle Kuzma. Can't say that necessarily worked out for them. But this is another thing that another dramatic move by Milwaukee to try to get Giannis to recommit. Now, it's desperate. It's creative. It's interesting. It's great for us on talk shows. I don't really see it working out for Milwaukee. I like Miles Turner. I think he's awesome. I think this hurts the Indiana Pacers losing Miles Turner for nothing more than it helps the Milwaukee Bucks. Miles Turner is slightly better than Brook Lopez. And we saw what this team was last year, the Milwaukee Bucks, with Damian Lillard, Giannis, and Brook Lopez, and those other pieces that they have. Not very good. And now you just took Damian Lillard, the second best player on the team, off the team, lost him for nothing. And now you still have to have his dead money on the books for $22, $23 million a year for the next 5 years. And then you added Miles Turner, which was nice, but I don't know how much of an upgrade this is. And I still don't know who's playing point guard for this team. So it's fun. It's interesting. It's creative. It's desperate. It's desperate by Milwaukee. And frankly, I'm not sure that this is enough to keep Giannis there long term. And if it's not, then you're sort of looking at this thing 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now where you're like, man, we're still paying Damian Lillard 15% of our cap for a guy who's not even here anymore. It's desperate. I'm not sure it's going to work out long-term for Milwaukee.
And Wes, what's the East look like, man? Because it seems like the Knicks would be the team now that Halliburton's, you know, hurt. But then the Atlanta Hawks did a bunch. You know, Solana keeps bringing up damn Rancho Banchero and this Desmond Bain who act like he's Scottie Pippen. Like, what is the East? Bro, I don't know who the best team in the East is. Give me a hierarchy of the East right now.
And wait, hey, Crowder, wait till the Pistons get Duncan Robinson. Just wait. Just wait, Crowder.
They could use his spacing.
Yeah,
sure. Especially with Malik Beasley and everything that's going on there. That's so funny that you asked that because I literally was just sort of thinking about this before I jumped on here, but I think you have a top tier that's New York and Cleveland. I don't know what order. I don't really care. But I think that's clearly the top tier in the Eastern Conference. And then beyond that, you have another tier of Atlanta, Orlando. I think you could put Detroit in that tier based off their moves and just some of the improvements that you think they're going to be making. And then after that, there's a whole nother tier, and it's a really big tier of a bunch of what's going on and kind of pride teams and we're not going to give up kind of teams. You know, Boston, I know they're going to be without Tatum. They're still going to be okay. I know they lost a bunch of guys, but they're a prideful team, well-coached. They still have some talent on that roster. You've got Boston, you got Miami, you got Chicago, you've got Toronto. Who knows what's going to happen with Philadelphia? They could be better. I would expect they'd at least be better than what they were last year when they won 24 games. And then Milwaukee, they still have Giannis, right? They still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's sort of a walking 48 wins every single season, no matter who you put around him. He's still that good. So I think you have like a big tier of 6, 7, 8 different teams who are going to be battling for positions 4 through 10 in the Eastern Conference. And frankly, I don't know where Miami falls into all that.
Have you seen Caddyshack?
I've seen that one too. Okay, I like this.
Is Happy Gilmore better than Caddyshack? Which movie are you taking?
I go Caddyshack, although I love Happy Gilmore, but Caddyshack's a classic.
All right. Interview
I think my
Interview
age group,
over.
I should go Happy Gilmore, but I've seen Caddyshack so many times.
I mean, I'm very surprised you went Caddyshack. Like, very, very surprised.
It's an all-time Bill Murray performance.
Oh, see, gray hairs or anything. You're talking about Caddyshack.
I think Bill Murray, that movie made me not like Bill Murray. I'm not even kidding. Like,
what?
Just awful, awful.
Oh, come on. It's an all-timer.
I don't get his character. Like, he's just stupid.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield in that. Like, you just got so many great guys in that movie.
Wow, I think you know, next time I'm off, you can join the show. I think Hawk will love you. I mean, that is crazy,
love,
man.
Bill Murray.
Wes Goldberg, thank you for jumping on, and I'll text you about Duncan. We can, you know,
we can commiserate together.
Yeah, we can commiserate together. Hawk just texted me, this guy's my mother effer.
Caddyshack.
Wes, I appreciate you. Go watch Happy Gilmore, man. I think I just don't think you remember the movie.
They're coming out with another one. I'm gonna watch it. I love the movie. You just pinned two A-list movies against each other.
It's gonna be bad, right? Like, are you expecting Happy Gilmore 2 to just be atrocious?
I don't know. Like, I didn't have many. Like, I went to go see the new Mission Impossible with my wife, and we were expecting it to not be very good. But at the end of the day, it's still just like Tom Cruise running around. And at the end of the day, it's going to be Adam Sandler with a hockey stick slapping a golf ball. It can't be bad, right? It's still going to, at least there's going to be the nostalgia part of it.
It's funny because, Crowder, I know you and I talked about this. I saw the early reviews of the new Jurassic Park movie that are coming out. I think Scarlett Johansson's in it. And the reviews are like, this might be the worst Jurassic Park ever. And it's like, who cares, man? Like, it could literally be the worst movie ever made. A dinosaur is going to eat a dude that was too cocky about the dinosaurs, and they think they found a system to keep the dinosaurs from eating people, and it's going to go all wrong.
People take this too seriously. Breaking news. Yep. None of these movies are going to be nominated for an Oscar. Don't take it so seriously.
Absolutely. I'll still throw my money at it.
Exactly.
Wes Goldberg, thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Right, there you go. Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat. Remember to like and subscribe to the Locked On Heat podcast. We will take a break on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show. Still a lot to get to. I need to come clean on something that I am not proud of, a decision I made that Crowder, I'm sure, will have a lot of opinions on coming up. That is coming up in the next segment. Plus, I'm keeping my eye on everything happening on Twitter with Shams and Crispy Haynes and the rest of the NBA. The Dolphins made a trade today. We got a lot to talk about, so do not go anywhere. 4 o'clock hours next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.